Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, I tell you, that South Carolina-Texas A&M game was bananas. So if you didn't see it, South Carolina had A&M dead.
Yep. At 30-3.
At Kyle Field.
Yeah.
It was 30-3 at halftime. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Not only was it 30-3, but I am convinced that Marcel Reed had a Space Jam thing going on and the Monstars had stolen all of his ability. I do not know if I have seen a worse half of football played by a quarterback than Marcel Reed in the first half. And then somewhere in the second half, who is it? They gave him like the Bugs Bunny, like juice. They gave him that magic Michael Jackson Jesus juice. And all of a sudden he looked like the best player in college football. What the hell? And South Carolina could do nothing. The rest of the game.
I have never seen, you know, we've seen games that have, you know, a tale of two halves.
Yes.
I've never seen a game that was two separate games in one.
No.
Because that's what that was.
Yes.
I mean, South Carolina, they were pretty good in the first half, but Texas A&M looked absolutely awful. And it wasn't just Marcel Reed. It was
everybody.
Their defense. They sucked.
Yes.
And it was just like they were flat.
Yep.
And it was just like, oh, my God, they're going out with a whimper. And then if you look at the box score, they actually came all the way back from a 30-3 deficit. Yep. In one quarter.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was in one quarter.
Yeah, because they...
Because if you look at their first touchdown that they scored, they put it on the board at 11:26 in the third.
Mm-hmm.
They had taken the lead at 10:47 in the fourth.
Yeah.
It's essentially one quarter.
Yeah. And then held on. And then held on for the rest of the game.
And by the way, they held on... I don't know. I was about to say they didn't really deserve to win. But they did. They came back. And South Carolina just remembered they were South Carolina.
Yeah.
But the reason I was about to say they didn't deserve to win is that freaking play call. They were up 31-30.
Never seen anything like it.
And they were at the South Carolina 3.
I think it was three, and it was third and goal,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. So they're up one. So they can punch it in and make it an 8-point game, or they can settle for a field goal and make it a 4-point game and make the Gamecocks score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And freaking Colin Klein, their OC, who everybody raves about Colin Klein, the A&M OC, calls this dumbass pass out to the, what did he do? Like, what is that play call?
So,
he passes it out to the left of the.
Well, so they ran Wildcat, right? They lined up with their halfback. Was it Morrow? They lined him up. And then Marcel Reed kind of like as a wingback, they did the direct snap. And then had the running back kind of start doing like this weird little sprint out. I don't really know what it was. And then he jumped past.
It was a backwards pass.
Backwards pass to the quarterback that went nowhere. And I just, I
well, they're
cannot,
lucky.
I cannot
the worst play,
fathom what that was.
It is the worst play call since last night and Nick Sirianni going for it on fourth and one at his own 30 with a 10-point lead over the Lions.
What are we doing?
We need to talk about that at
what
some point.
What are we doing?
That game was a dumb coach off between Dan Campbell and Nick Sirianni.
Did they get stopped four or five times?
Five. Oh, for five. And then he punts.
He decides enough.
Jesus, man. These coaches. Anyway. That was the worst play call I've ever seen.
Ever.
In that instance. And they are very lucky that South Carolina did not scoop and run that all the way back.
Yes.
The guy just fell on it.
Yeah.
If he had, and you know, they don't teach guys
if
to do this.
If he just had some wherewithal to scoop,
he stopped and scooped that ball up, he is gone down the sideline and they might lose.
Except then, you know, South Carolina could do nothing, and they turned it over on downs. In fact, I think they're not.
Well, Reed didn't even, or not Reed, God bless America.
Lenore Sellers.
Sellers didn't even throw the ball.
No.
So it's fourth and 20. This is shades of Nico at Tennessee. It's fourth and 20,
and, he ran the ball.
And he runs it for a nice little seven-yard gain. You know, it's going to go out of bounds right
here. They got sacked twice. They got sacked twice, and yeah, it was fourth and 20, and he decided to.
He's like, you know
what? I'll just take.
I'll get a few more yards here.
It is baffling to me. The end of that game was drunk. It was absolutely
drunk. A&M is so lucky, and I'm going to call it right now. Texas is going to beat them. Texas will beat Texas A&M in 2 weeks. And by the way, I don't know if this is right because I had briefly looked it up and I didn't have time in the moment to double check it. It might have been from last year's game. I don't think it was though because the date was right. You know what the spread is on the look ahead spread on Texas A&M is?
Is Texas favored?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Really?
I got to double check it, but I saw Texas minus 10.5.
That can't be right.
That's what I saw, bro.
Are you?
I'm going to double check for you.
Really?
Yes. They beat them by 10 last year, and this one's in Austin with everything on the line. Texas, I mean, well, I was about to say
they don't have any. Yeah.
Yeah. No. But this would be their Super Bowl.
Yes.
I mean, it's their rival.
Sark got all pissy, and he actually made a halfway decent point because someone asked him about, like, is this season a disappointment? And Sark was like, according to who? Expectations. And while, look, it has been disappointing because your quarterback is cheeks, and everyone said he was going to be great. And by the way, none of your receivers can catch.
Cheeks?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's ass.
Ass. Slap them cheeks.
Slap them cheeks. And their receivers, but I'm not sure who's got bigger cheeks, Arch Manning or his receivers. There is something about if you are skinny and fast and can't catch, Sark would like you in his offense. It's like it's crazy. But Sark did point out that if they beat Texas A&M, it will be the first SEC team since Joe Burrow and like only the third in history to have three wins over top 10 teams. And so Sark was trying to hold on to that.
Who did they beat?
Well, they beat Oklahoma when Oklahoma was 6.
That was a good win.
They beat Vandy when Vandy was 9.
Okay.
And then they would have beaten A&M when A&M's like 3. So,
okay. Well, and, I mean, you know, give him credit.
Well, he pointed out that half of their schedule.
They also lost to Ohio State.
They lost to Ohio State. So this was Sark kind of defending Texas. He said, when you look at their schedule, so right, they played 12 games, and he would have played against number 3, number 6, number 9, number 5, and number 3. Half of their games have been against top 10 teams.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you know, that Texas doesn't look like a top 10 team, but he does kind of have, I mean, there is a little bit of a valid point there when you look at it and say, hey, man, half my schedule. Now, one of those losses was the Florida who stinks, and you had no business losing that game. But you know, I can actually see, instead of like laughing at a coach and being like, dude, shut up. There is an element to.
Good thing you jumped to the SEC.
Yeah, right. If Texas is in the Big 12.
They're Texas Tech.
They're Texas Tech, but they're not. And when you go to the SEC and you take the money, all of a sudden that maybe scheduling Ohio State isn't the best thing in the world when you have to play in the SEC.
This says, I'm looking at this right here.
Mm-hmm.
November 28th, Texas A&M at Texas betting odds. This is from Vegas Insider. Mm-hmm. Texas minus 10.5.
Oh, my God. That just seems.
You tell me if that.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it says.
I'll go to my bet online because that just seems so freaking weird. Although, look, it's not like
a trap.
It's not like A&M like
exactly
looks great.
Exactly.
But it's why is Texas favored by 10.5 over anyone unless it's Sam Houston State?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.